Fanning, weekends on 2FM.
Okay, now I want to talk to Jonathan Courtney, because the Irish soccer team had a great results against Qatar earlier in the week, and some people are wondering whether it's down to the shirt they were wearing. The team lined out in a special blue jersey released to mark the centenary of the FAI, the Football Association of Ireland. The man who designed the journey is the name Jonathan Courtney, and he's with us now to tell how it came about. So Jonathan, thanks a million for joining us in this programme. I know you're in the middle of a stag at the moment in Spain, so I'll be very quick. How did you end up designing the blue jersey?
I've been working with Umbro Ireland for a great number of years now, and I've kind of been the lead designer there in terms of the direction and replica shirt. So, I mean, I've been probably designing Ireland jerseys for 20-odd years now, but this was obviously a slightly different project and a slightly bit more unusual, let's say, because of the colour of the St. Patrick's blue shirt.
And when you, like 4 or 5 or 6 years ago with the 42, did an interview and mentioned this thing about the blue kit, did people go, what's he on about? Like, were there a lot of people, like this week, hadn't a clue about that?
There was definitely, let's say, a bit of an education piece for some people, because obviously, I mean, Irish people and people outside of Ireland, when they think of Ireland, not naturally kind of think of green or the whole 40 shades of green thing and colours of the fields, all that sort of stuff. So, I mean, it's not a colour. Blue is not a colour that would naturally be associated with Ireland, although our presidential flag is St. Patrick's blue, and the carpet in the Dáil and in Áras an Uachtaráin, etc., is St. Patrick's blue. So it was our original colour, and that was the colour that we were wearing when the FAI FS, as it was called at the time in 1921, the Football Association of Ireland Free State, started playing international games, and this obviously predated the World Cup and the European Championships. So the Olympics was the first big tournament, and it was the premier tournament at the time, and that rocked around in 1924, and Ireland took to the field in a blue jersey against Bulgaria, who, in a little ironic twist, they were wearing green.
Okay, but I mean, like, if it's the centenary of the Football Association of Ireland, people would, like, have expected green, kind of. So you say, no, wait a second, if we're going back to the War of Independence, etc., early 20s, all the rest of it, did you say blue is going to be it? Like, was blue the choice? Was that yours?
It was, yes. I suppose it was my choice, like our choice as a brand to go with, because I suppose when you're celebrating something like a centenary, you can do it in a few ways. You can go back and do an exact copy of maybe the jersey and the style that was around at the time, but that wouldn't necessarily be fit for purpose these days, because what would have been worn back then wouldn't have been a breathable material. Yeah. It would have been a really heavy kind of cotton jersey, which would have been like maybe a rugby jersey was up until the 80s or 90s, with a big heavy cotton twill collar, all that sort of stuff. That's what would have been worn. So your modern football player is not going to accept something like that today. So what we wanted to do was give a modern aesthetic and a modern fabric, but give those historical twists. And when obviously I found out about a long time ago that Ireland had originally worn blue in that first kind of federation-approved game in those 1924 Olympics in Paris, I thought, like, it's a brilliant brand story. It's a brilliant heritage piece. And as you said, some people didn't actually understand it. And there was a bit of, initially when we released the images and stuff, people were saying, you know, what the hell are Ireland doing in blue? This doesn't make any sense. But when they started to understand the story, and then by the time it actually was worn on the field the other night, I think a lot more people understood what was going on and why we were doing it.
Yeah, well, it really helped that we got 4 goals, for crying out loud. Now, we'll be expecting that with every blue jersey in the future, and it'll be your fault if it doesn't happen. Listen, was there a bit of negative reaction when Umbro teased the new jersey back in August?
So normally what happens, and kind of a well-trodden path at this stage, I certainly find, is that when you release imagery, teaser imagery, whatever it may be, and ultimately the reveal online, you normally get a kind of backlash no matter what happens. Because if you take a platform like Twitter, people who like it, they literally hit the heart button and they don't comment. But people who don't like it, they decide to comment. So you get a skewed version of what's actually going on. So you'll get a load of negative comments, but you'll also get a load of likes, which is obviously the heart button, but they don't tally. So you feel that, you know, it's more, something's more disliked than it is. But as I always say, in any shirt launch or any club shirt launch or whatever it is, you should really wait till you see these things in the flesh. Because when you see it in store, that's when you see the little reveal details and the extra embroideries and all the little sign-offs that are that make up these jerseys and what makes them actually unique and different. And touching and feeling something, as we all know, is totally different than just seeing it on screen and buying online.
Yeah, but your prediction proved very accurate. You know, fans raved about the deep blue look on social media. And then, you know, after the pre-sale stuff and all that, it's been a pretty phenomenal reaction, hasn't it, in terms of people wanting to get the shirt?
Absolutely. I'm delighted, I have to say, and I'm kind of honoured to be involved with the project this time particularly. But the jersey had pre-sold, you know, very, very well. Yeah. I think we put it up somewhere around 6 weeks before it was actually worn, if you like, and 6 weeks before it would have gone into the shops. And it was probably 50% sold and 60%. And it kind of sat around there for a while, and then the run into the match. But basically, when the match kicked off on Tuesday evening there, by halftime, all of the men's jerseys were sold out.
So right. By the way, when you say men's
on the TV,
okay, and when you say men's jerseys for the year that's in it, 100 years of the FAI, will the women's team be donning the blue this year?
Yes, we have the women's kit there ready for those guys to wear. It hasn't been assigned to a particular fixture yet. But they will. We absolutely have that in the plans for the ladies' team to wear it. And actually, the ladies' jersey is still available, and so are some kids. It's just the men's that have sold out so far.
Oh, so are some kids. Okay, fair enough. Now, just thinking of the way it is now, like if we do go back to green at home, could blue become the away colour for Ireland?
I was thinking about this the other day, and particularly in the wake of the positive reaction to it. The simple answer would be yes, but it's a bit more complicated than that because the way FIFA and UEFA designate kit clashes, if we had blue for an away kit, it wouldn't actually be different enough for a kit clash for where we couldn't wear green. So I was thinking how might we do this in the future? So it might be a case where blue becomes maybe a third kit, or maybe we start to use the blue, that St. Patrick's blue, a bit more in the goalkeepers, or even into some training wear or something like that. But on a, you need really something with a much more contrasting colour palette than blue and green to come up against a team who are wearing maybe red or blue or something like that.
You'd have a problem playing in Paris, that's for sure. So anyway, it was very impossible. Yeah. It was almost impossible to get. Are you going to run the jersey again? Are there going to be any more for those who can't get it?
No, it was a strictly limited edition. Oh. We did 2021 of them. That's all that was done because obviously that feeds into the year, this year obviously, but also it's kind of the 100th anniversary, so that we went with that round number.
When you said 2021, I said, really, that's a very strange figure. Never occurred to me, sorry.
That's what we went with. So as I said, there's still some women. They come in a really beautiful box with you know, all specially branded tissue paper and a kind of a nice collector's postcard and the collector's box as well. I said there's some women's and some kids left, so I mean they're going to go over the next few days. I've no doubt about that. But they're gone and the men's are gone. I've had a lot of people ask me on social media and through Twitter, etc. Will they be run again? And we won't do that blue one again. But we did have a plan at one point to do a green version of the same shirt, and we're toying with the idea of maybe bringing that out next year in a limited capacity as well, but that's yet to be confirmed. But it's definitely something I'm thinking about because it's been such a positive reaction to both the crest and to the stylish shirt. We might look at that one.
I really appreciate it. The managing director of JACC Sports Distributors, thank you so much indeed, Jonathan Courtney, and I appreciate the fact that you were able to leave the Stag in Marbella, wherever you are, to talk to us. Thanks so much. Good man yourself, Jonathan. See you.
No problem.
Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.